他都是算是
Good to vach, everybody. We're holding Mamish Otot by the end of the first kapitel in Shmuel. Still a little bit of unfinished business to attend to. Very important inyan lahalocha is learnt out from one of the last psukim here. Something that the paiskim say, which Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, what other paiskim say, is nowadays it's not kept the way it should, and it's taka roili hizoher by. And that's the inyan, the isser of sitting on the side of a mispalel when he daven shmona esrei. And that's learnt out of a pasuk over here. And what I'm spoiled from is that in Torah there could be one extra letter. And from one extra letter or three extra words over here, there's so much learned out and there's so many shilas that come up, it's a double pellet. So let us begin. The pasuk says over here, we spoke about when Eli said that Shmuel Hanavi was Chayiv Misa because he was Meira Halochim b'fnei Rabbi. Batoymer, Chana came to plead on behalf of her son that Eli should be Meichel. Be Adoni, Chay Navshach Adoni, Ani Ho'isha Hanitzeves Imcho Bozeh. I am the woman that stood with you over here, L'spal Hashem. And Ayos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this child, B'neis, I daven for him and you daven for him. So please be meichel him and let him stay. So the Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, learns out from these words, Ani ha'isha hanitzeves imcho bozeh. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Mikan, from here you see, she'osur leishev b'soich arba amas shel tefillah. It's osur to sit Toich Dalat Amis of someone that's misbala. Because it says in the Pasuk, Ani Ha'isha Hanitzeves Imcho Bozeh. We both stood, we'll see in a minute, there's a Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn Pshat in the Drosha. But because it says, Nitzeves Imcho Bozeh, a Lashon of standing, Mashma, that when Shechana was misbala, it was usher for Eli to stand, to sit next to her. He had to stand. Now, what exactly is the limud? And then we'll see what's the reason for it. Rashi learns pshat, Ani ha'isha, hanitzeves imcha bozeh. I stood with you. That's the way Rashi touched. I stood with you. That means Eli was standing while she was davening. So, Ani ha'isha, hanitzeves imcha, we were both standing here. So, mashma, that while I was davening, Eli was mechuyev to stand. So when someone davens, you're not supposed to sit next to him. And this is the way the Tur in Eirechayim, Simon Kuvbeis, brings down the drasha, that from the pasuk it's mashma that Eli was standing when she was davening, Ani ha'isha hanitzeves imcho bozeh, you were standing here while I was davening, mashma that when someone davens, you're not allowed to sit right next to him. Now Hagam, lefi this drasha, We don't see any inyan of Dalet Amos. The halacha is you're not supposed to stand, you're not supposed to sit within Dalet Amos of someone that's being mispalel. Mistama, you have to say that stam mokum of a person is Dalet Amos, so it's assumed that it's Dalet Amos. That's the way Rashi learns the drasha over here. But the way Rashi learns Eli was standing because it was Teich Dalet Amos of Chana. But Tosfos in Masechtas Brachos learns the drasha differently. Tosfos learns that the word imcha over there, ani ha'isha hanitzeves imcha, has an extra hey. Imcha is spelled ayin mem chav. Imcha with a hey, what's the hey doing there? So therefore Tosfos learns that really Eli was sitting. As it says in the pasuk, the Eli ha'koyen yoshev al mezuzas heichal Hashem. Eli was sitting, but imcha, it was in the hey, it was in the fifth amma. Because it was the fifth amma, it was mutter for Eli to sit. Mashma, that if it would have been within the Dalet Amos of Chana, mashma, it would have been awesome. So we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos exactly what the drasha is. According to Rashi, Eli was standing because he was type Dalet Amos. Ani or Isha ani Tevis Imcha, he was standing because it was type Dalet Amos. Lefi Tosfos, he was taka sitting, as it says, Eli hakayin yoshiv, but it was Imcha, it was in the fifth amma, that's why he was sitting. Mashma, if it would have been Teich Dalet Amos, he would have been standing. Tosfos brings down lahalacha. So we know the drasha, but what's the reason for it? That we'll see as we go along the halachas. Tosfos brings down mikan she'osher leishiv toich dalet amos shel tefila bein b'lefonov bein b'le'achrov u'bein min hatzdodin. Tosfos says sai in front dalet amos, sai in back dalet amos, and sai on the side. You're not allowed to sit within dalet amos. In Tosfos, the Bein Bala Achrov is in parentheses, for some reason. Bein Bala Achrov, is in parentheses, which we'll see. The Rush brings down Bein Bala Achrov, you're not allowed to be within Dalet Amos behind the Mispalel either. So according to the Rush, it would seem it's all four sides. Front, back, and the two sides, you're not allowed to sit within Dalet Amos of the Mispalel. But the Rush is Mosif, a third Russian. Not like Rashi and not like Tosfos. He says, Ani ha'isha hanitzeves imcha bozeh. Zeh is begematria 12. That means four amas on each side. Which is a shtickel pella, because if it's four amas on each side, and the Rush says it's on all four sides, it should have been a gematria of 16. It's a funny thing. The Rush says it's on all four sides. He doesn't bring down Melachrov in parentheses. He says Melafonov, Melachrov, Al Shnei Hatzdodim. It's usher to sit within Dalet Amos of the Mispalel. But he brings down this gematria, but Zeh is 12. So it's Dalet Amos on three sides. Where the Dalet Amos on the fourth side? This is a question that all the Mepharshim ask on the Rush. So there's various terutz on the Rush. The Darchei Moshe in Yerachaim Simen Kuf Beis says that the two sides, on the side on the right and on the left, really doesn't need a separate drasha. What's the chiluk, the right side or the left side? So those two sides don't need separate drushes. So one drasha, four amos for the front, one drasha, four amos is for the back, and the two sides really only needs one drasha, and mainly only need a remez to 12. Furthermore, Zok the Darchei Moshe, that Chana was zikr careful that she shouldn't have anything being chaytzeit between her and the wall. One of the halachas that we learn out in Hilchas Tefila is that a person should daven by a wall. We learned that out from Chizkiyah HaMelech. So zikr Chana davened by a wall, so it was only negated to three sides. It's four, four, and four. Hanitzevisim chobozeh. But Enoch Inami, by someone that davens where there are all four sides, and a person is not allowed to be within Dalet Amos of any one of those sides. Furthermore, the Mepharshim say that Eli Zichur did not stand behind Chana, as the Gemara says, Achayrei Ariv, Eloi Achayrei Isha. It's safer to stand behind a lion than to stand behind a woman, I'll see Hurim or whatever. So that didn't even come into question. It was just a question of the three other sides. Memela, there's a gematria of Zeh, 12. And the Beis Yosef is Moisef, that it wouldn't be a shaila sitting in front of her, because that has nothing to do with the halach of Dalat Amos. That halach is in front of a mishpalel, you're not allowed to be kamolei einav. So that doesn't come into the picture over here. So it's only in a get of the right, the left, and the back. And the Yishan Yitzavisim Chobazeh. So it comes out lahalacha, it's also to sit within Dalat Amos of the mishpalel, front, back, and on the sides. It's just a question of what the drush is. Tosfos then brings down another halacha b'shem the Tshuvas HaGa'onim, that the only time it's usher to sit right next to the mispalel toich dalat amos, if the person is yoshev u'batel. If the person sitting is not doing anything, then he's not allowed to sit next to the mispalel. But if, let's say, he's oisik in kriya shema u'b'berchoseha, or similar to that, he's oisik in a davish ha'kedusha, then l'chayre it's mutter. Now, the tour, the way he brings down from Tosfos, it's mashma from Tosfos. You're only mutter if you're Isaac and Kriya Shmo Birchaseha, but not if you learn Torah. Why? What's the reason for that? Zok the tour. The reason why it's usher to sit next to someone that's davening is because it looks like your friend is being makabel al malchus shamayim, and you're not makabel al malchus shamayim. You're stam yoshev batel. So therefore, you bedavka have to be Isaac in Kriya Shema, where you're being Makabal Oyo Malchus Shammai. That's the way the Tur Paskins La Halacha. See, it would seem from the Tur that the only heter to sit next to someone that's davening is if you're Makabal Oyo Malchus Shammai. Furthermore, Mistam Eli HaKoyin wasn't bottled from the Reitaira. Eli HaKoyin Mistam was thinking and learning, and still you see that he was Mechuyiv to stand. Mashmah, the only heter is if you're Isaac in Kabbalah's Oyo Malchus Shammai. The Beis Yosef argues with the Tur on this. He brings down b'shem the smag and b'shem the sefer mitzvot, b'shem the smag, b'shem the ge'oinim, that even if you're Isaac in Torah, it's mutter to sit next to the mispalel. Why? A niflat the gezach. Someone that's Isaac in Torah is if he's being makabel al malchus shamayim. Om al Chushamayim is not limited to Kriya Shema, but someone that's Isaac in Torah does haste Kabbalah's Om al Chushamayim, because you're being Isaac in the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What greater Kabbalah's Om al Chushamayim is there than sitting and listening to the Dvar Hashem? Memela, the Beis Yosef brings down that even if you're Isaac in Torah, it's mutter to sit. That's considered Kabbalah's Om al Chushamayim. Mestami, I have to say that Eli, that was standing with some at that time for some reason, was not Isaac in learning. Now the Taz argues on the tour for a different reason. Because according to the tour, the Isser is because it looks like your friend is being Isaac in Kabbalah al Malchus Shamayim and you're not. So if that's the case, why is it only Isser if your friend is davening Shemoneh Esrei? And let's say your friend is Isaac in Kriya Shema and you're Yoshim Bakal, you shouldn't be allowed to sit next to your friend when he's Isaac in Kriya Shema. Why is it Dafka Halacha in Shemoneh Esrei? Comes along the Taz, and he says a totally new reason why it's usher to sit Teich Dalat Amos. And this is mashma from the Zohar HaKadosh, this reason. When a person davens, he's standing al Admas Kodesh. When a person davens, he's mamish standing by the Shekhinah. You know, it's not for no reason at all that we step back after Shemoneh Esrei. When we start davening Shemoneh Esrei, we step forward. Halei Dabaru. It's pshat, you're standing in front of the Shekhinah. And when you're bowing down mamish in front of the Shekhinah. So pshat is the makam that a person stands on. Hamakam hasher ha'taim ha'leo, admas kodeshi. It's admas kodesh. Memele, if it's admas kodesh, if somebody is sitting within the Dalat Amos with Dvarim B'Teilim, then you're on admas kodesh, not doing anything, it's a tine on you. But if, let's say, a fellow is ice cream, any davar shebikdusha, whether it's learning, it makes no difference if you're makabal on yourself, ol malchus shamayim, or whether you're ice cream learning, you're ice cream to davar shebikdusha, or admas kodesh, that's fine. So it comes out over here, we have a machloikis in what the reason is. And what the reason is why a person is not allowed to sit to someone that davens. Lefi, the tour, the reason is because if your friend is being makabel al malchus shamayim, you shouldn't be yoshev batel. And according to that, you dafka have to be yoshev in kriya shema to be makabel on yourself al malchus shamayim. According to the Taz, on the other hand, the reason is because a person that davens Shemoneh Esrei, it's Admas Kodesh. So for you to do Dvarim B'Teilim on Admas Kodesh, the Pasnish, so anything you do that's a Davar Shebikdusha, that also is fine. Now a new halacha. The Tur paskins b'shem his father, the Rosh, that if somebody is already sitting, and somebody else comes and davens b'tzidai, then he's not mechuyev to stand up. Because I already was kind of my boundaries, and somebody else is coming, he's coming into my boundary, memel, I'm not mechuyev to stand up. So the Mefarshim asks a kasha, the Tur himself asks the kasha on his father, the Rosh, l'chayra, this halacha we learn out of Eli HaKayin. And he was sitting there first. It says, Ve'eli HaKayin Yoshav al Mezuzas Heichel Hashem. And Chana came afterwards. So why in the world should Eli be Mechuyiv? I mean, you see the Afal Pika and Eli got up. Zekman up that even if you were sitting there first when somebody else comes, you know, you see that you're Mechuyiv to get up. L'chayra is a shtark kasha. Hagam, the Torah says that the lashon of the halacha usher leishiv, it's usher to sit down, is mashmit to sit down in somebody else's boundary. But if the whole limud comes from the pasuk, I mean, lemaisa Eli was sitting already, and she came, and afal pi kein Eli stood up. So lechayra, it's mashmi, you have to stand up, even if you were there first. So comes along the Beis Yosef, and he says that al korchach you have to say. You have to say that the Rosh only said his halacha if, let's say, it's in a house. And the house is not miyuchid for tefillah. So if you're sitting there first and somebody comes into a house and he starts davening, kemen zogin, that the fellow that sat there had every right in the world to sit there, you're coming into his gvul, so you're not mechuyev to stand up. But let's say it's l'marshal in the Beis HaMikdash. A Beis HaMikdash is miyuchid for Avaida. So even if you're sitting there first and now somebody else comes into daven, you're mechuyev to stand up, which is why Eli stood up. Mimela in a shul, if let's say you're sitting in a shul and somebody else comes to daven, it's a place which is miyuchid for Avaida, it's a place which is miyuchid for tefillah, you're mechuyev to get up. That's the way it should come out. So halacha, it should come out according to this. If you're sitting and someone comes after you and he davens, even though it might be disturbing, of a lemaisa, you'll be mechuyev to get up because it's a makim which is miyuchid for avayit. A new halacha. We're going to afterwards. I'm going to summarize al pita oitzer ha tshuvis exactly what the halacha is. I'm just trying to be masvered the way it comes out from the psukim. The Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuv Beis b'shem v'yeshayimim. If someone sits beside the mispallel and he's weak and he can't get up, so it's mutter for him to sit there. Why? Because his weakness is meichiach that he can't get up. Is that after? For someone that's weak, comes along the Taz and is sakasha l'chayra. And what's the big deal? So move a little bit and sit chutz l'dalat amis. Like, is it such a tircha to sit chutz l'dalat amis? Furthermore, Eli HaZokin. Eli HaKoyin was a Zokin muflig l'chayra. So, and afal pi kein, you see that he got up. So zek medach that there is no such heter as I frek the taz. So number one, to answer up the psak of the Beis Yosef, it could be lahalacha that we say that an odom cholush is not mechuyev to get up. It's taken by someone that can't get up to sit. Chutz l'dalat amis. We'll see some marshal on Yom Kippur, for example. Well, his mama, she feels as a gor shvach, and he can't even think about getting up. Or on a tainus, einochinami. If it's be a cholus taki to get up and sit chutz l'dalat amis, then maybe you don't have the heter. And the heter over here that the mechaber is talking about is where a person taki can't get up. As far as the Taz's question that Eli HaKoyin was a Zokin Muflig, everybody asks on the Taz, it's a Pell, he wasn't a Zokin Muflig. Later on in the next capital, it says that Eli was Nifta when he was 98. But this Maisha took place 40 years before that. This Maisha took place on the day the Eli Yoshev, the Medrash says, that day he was Nizmana to be a Koyin Gadol. So at this time, he was 58 years old. He wasn't such a Zokin Muflig. Memela, you can't ask a kasha from over here. And one more kasha that the Taz asks on the Pasuk is, how could you bring rayas from Eli HaKoyin that he stood up or he sat chutz l'dalat amis? As far as Eli HaKoyin was concerned, she wasn't davening. He considered her a shikaira. He didn't look at her as if she was davening. If Eli HaKoyin would think that she's davening, then he could say, oh, you see, he thought she was davening, the male, he stood up. But as far as Eli HaKoyin was concerned, she was a shikaira. So what are you bringing rise from Eli, how he was noye? So the Taz says, Eli Zichus saw that she was davening. Eli didn't think she wasn't davening. But in the manner in which she was davening, Rashi thought she was davening on a shikadika way. At a rabbi, you see from Chazal that they learn out from over here that a shikar is also to daven, because Eli was giving her a musar ad mosay to shtakorin, her serious yenen kmeoloyich, take away your shikras, you're not allowed to daven on a zamin matziv. Mashmah that Eli knew that she was davening, except he held that she was, it was also for to daven as a shikaira. But knowing that she davened, he was naive. The way he was naive, the fact that she was a shikaira did not give him a heter to sit. Now, just halacha v'maisa. Okay, this is all how we derive from the navi the different halachas. But halacha v'maisa. First of all, the pesukim can bring down that it makes no difference who's davening. It could be a katan, it could be a woman, and rabbi. We learned the halacha out from Chana's tefila. Makes no difference who's davening. You're mechuyev. You're not allowed to sit Torah dalaramis of them davening. If someone is Isaac in Torah, mitoicha sefer. Or even Baal Peh Ba'amira, where you see clearly he's Isaac in something in the Dovah Shemikdusha, or if somebody is writing Divrei Torah, Lechat Chila, it's Mutter to sit, Me'achoyre HaMispala. In back of the Mispala, that's Lechat Chila. That's less man de Polig, either saying, looking into a Sefer, or saying Divrei Torah Baal Peh, or writing, that's even Mutter Lechat Chila. If you're sitting on the side of the Mispala, so then, L'chatchili, you should only be makel if you have no other place to stay where it's not going to stir your learning. If some other place is going to stir your learning and this is the only place you can do it, then b'dievah you could. But if l'chatchili you could avoid it, it's good to avoid it l'chatchila. Or if let's say you know that the mispalel is going to have tzah because he knows that he's disturbing somebody else from sitting next to him, and mele he's going to have to hurry up his tefillah, so then that's also a heter, you're allowed to sit on his side. In front of the mispalel, that there's no heter whatsoever to sit. No heter to sit, unless there's only one time when there's a heter. If let's say you're learning at a base medrash, where now it's miyuchid for limud ha-Torah only, and no davening. And a fellow comes in and he decides that he wants to daven here right now. That's not his place right now to daven. If the Seder is that right now everybody learns, and it's not a time for davening, so then, if somebody comes here, then he has no right to be Goyrim Bikl Tayrim. He has no right to be Goyrim Bikl Tayrim. A Choyla or a Zokain, it's Murtur for him to sit Tayr Dalar Amos of the Mispalel, if it's even the slightest Hircha. And Bechal Zan Yom Kippur, everybody's included in that Heter. And on a Tainus, everybody's included on that Heter. I already mentioned the Beis Medrash, which is designated for Tayra, so you don't have to move out of the way. If let's say there's a Mechitza in front of the mispalel, which is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, that's already considered a hefsek, and you're allowed to sit even befanav. But dafke, if it's a mechitza kavua, that it doesn't move. But if, let's say it's a shtender, or let's say it's a bench, or a chair that's moved around, so that already is not there's no heter. A curtain, the paiskim are matir. A different room with the door open and you take dalat amis, that's also considered a mechitza. That's what the paiskim are matir. So these are the halachas of sitting take dalat amis of a mispalel. There's another inyan, totally different dinyan, about walking past a mispalel while he's davening. That's not the shaila over here, but Agavurcha, once we mentioned it, there is an isser of walking in front Teich Dalat Amis of the mispalel. It's only usher if you're walking in front of them, but on the side, then it's mutter. Hagam the Zohar HaKadosh says that a person shouldn't walk on the side of a mispalel either, but lahalacha, the place can bring down, it's usher to walk in front of him. L'tzayricha mitzvah iveres. Well, let's say a mitzvah that you're not going to have the chance to do it, now you have to rush out to do it. So then the place comes, let's say you have to hear Kaddish or Kiddush and someone's davening in front of you, Baruch Hu. You have to run out to a Seder HaLimud with a Chavrusa, it's mutter. However, you should be mishtagel not to mamish walk in front of the mispala. A mitzvah she'eino iveres, there is no heter for it. Okay? Let's say it's covered up rias, if he has to go out to the bathroom. Or let's say there's a kid screaming, and you have to slap him out, and you have to walk in front of the mispalel, that's mutter. Now here's a cooler, yesh oimrim. Let's say the fellow that's davening has a talus over his head. So he's not going to see you anyway, right? The whole inyan is you don't want to stir the kavana of the mispalel. Let's say a fellow has a talus over his head, or he has his eyes closed. So yesh oimrim, you can be meikel behitstarfus with the fact that nowadays people don't have this that much kavana anyway. So there is a makom lahakel. However, the Mishneh Berurah says that it's better not to be samech on that heter. If there's a reason to be meikel, you can be samech on the heter with the eyes closed, with the talus over the head, or whatever. But lechatchila, it's best not to be meikel. Okay, b'shas hatzchak, you could be meikel. That's basically the halachis. Oh, in Agavurcha, it says that a person that knows that he's going to daven a long Shemoneh Esrei, and in Meila he's going to be meineya people from sitting down, or meineya people from passing by, it's good that he should daven in a place in a corner where it's not going to be bothering anybody. That's Milchus Derech Eretz. A person has to know that he has to have consideration for other people also. That's also brought down in the Paiskin. So, that these halachas are all derived from three words. Three words in a Pasuk Navi is halfway of a fella, how great the Torah is, that all these halachas are derived from Amish, three words here in one of the Pesukim. And now the last Pasuk in this capital. The Gam Onoichi Hishiltiu Lashem Kol Hayomim Asher Hoya Husho Lashem. I also lent him to Hashem all the days that he will be in his existence. Husho Lashem, he's lent out to Hashem. Vayishtach Husham Lashem, and they bow down there to Hashem. Rashi says, what was she saying over here? Gam Onoichi Hishiltiu Lashem Kol Hayomim. Rashi says, like, what's she saying over here? She's saying another reason why Eli has no right to be makbid on him and to have him punished. Because he's not mine. He belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're going to cause him to be punished with your kpeda, you're really killing someone that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's borrowed to Hashem. So it's not only chav to me, it's chav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eli, you shouldn't be makbid against him. The Malbim learns pshat over here, l'shitosei, of the way he learned pshat originally, that what was Chana coming to Tain over here? Chana was afraid that since the boy is young, he's 2 years old, Eli's not going to want to be metapa with him. Eli will tell her, wait till the kid is older, and you know, you'll bring him then. What do you have to bring him now for? So on that, Chana said, "V'gam anoichi yishiltiu Hashem kol hayomim." Because I didn't only lend him to Hashem when he gets older. I lent him out to Hashem from the time that he's young. So if you're not going to accept him out to the Beis HaMikdash, all that time will be wasted where he could serve Hashem. So she was begging him, please accept him now. Take him under your wings now. And then he'll be able to do the Avodah now. The Radak brings down over here a Medrash. If you look at the Pasuk, V'gam anoichi hishiltiu Hashem kol hayomim asher hoya Hu Shaul LaHashem. So the Radak brings down a Medrash. Nitznitzo bo Ruach HaKadosh. She had over here a spark of Nevuah, because she was saying, as long as he will be around, then Shaul will be around. Shaul HaMelech, which was the Maisi Yodav of Shmuel, because Shmuel was the one that anointed him to be the king. So Kol HaYomim Asher Hoya, Hu Shaul LaHashem, Shaul will be the Melech LaHashem. But if he's going, when he's going to be nifter, shortly after Shaul will be nifter. V'kachav ha'maisa. The shortly after Shmuel Hanavi was nifter, Shaul was nifter. So nitznis about Ruach HaKadosh. Let's begin the next chapter. Vatispal el Chana, vatoima. Chana davened. Now she brought him up. She davened to Hashem and she said, Olatz libi b'Hashem. My heart is exalted. In other words, there's a happiness that I triumphed. Olatz libi b'Hashem. It's a happiness of triumph in Hashem. Romo karni b'Hashem. My pride has been raised b'Hashem. Rochav pi aloivai. Now I can open my mouth against my enemies. She was referring to Pnina. Kisomachti b'Yeshuasecha. Because now I'm happy with your Yeshua. My first reaction to the Pasuk was that I would think that after she had this Yeshua, she wouldn't be thinking anymore about Nekama against Pnina. That was my first reaction. So I thought we'll see soon that the Mefarshim Shtelzach on it. But let's see the simple pshat in the Pasuk. Batispal l'chana v'atayimar olas libi b'Hashem. The Radak and the Malbim both ask the question, if you look at the first nine psukim over here in this capital, there's not a word of tefillah. Tefillah is Yadavim Hashem, give me a Yeshua, give me bracha. It's all praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's really known as Shiras Chana. So if anything, it should have said, Batoshar Chana. Chana sang, she sang the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave Shvach Bohidot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is this lashon of Atispal El Chana Batayimah? You see the rest of the psukim over here. It's Kulei Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least the first nine psukim. So the Radak and the Malbim both point out that the halacha is that before you daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to say his praises. It's a Gemara in Masechtas Brachas. Lo'olam yisader adam shvachay shal makayim. A person should be misader the shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he should first daven. So over here it's also the same thing. The first nine psukim is shiras v'sishvachas to Hashem, and the tenth pasuk she davens, you know, for the future. We learn this out of Moshe Rabbeinu. By Moshe Rabbeinu it says, "V'eschanan al Hashem, v'esa hilaymo, idavent HaKadosh Baruch Hu." And it says in the Torah, "Hashem alakim, ata achilois alaris es avdecha, es godlecha, ves yodcha achazokim." So before Moshe Rabbeinu davent HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let him stay in Eretz Yisrael, he first gave him praise. That's the derech of tefillah. Same thing in Shemoneh Esrei. First thing before we start saying the tefillahs, the bakoshes, we say the avos, we say gvurais, we say kedusha, atakadosh. That is the derech of tefillah. So we hear vatispalel. Ultimately, it was a tefillah, but leading up to the tefillah, Chana sang the shiras v'sishbachis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As kedai to mention, that the tefillah of Chana is teifus a gewaldige makim by us in Yiddishkeit. It's teifus a gewaldige makim. The Gemara says, first of all, we learn out a lot of halachas from the tefillah of Chana. In the first kapitel, there's a velt of halachas that we learn out. Gemara Masechtas Brachas learns out a velt of halachas. That's number one. Furthermore, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas daf chav chesam mit beis. Hani Yud Ches Keneged Me. That that we have 18 brachas. We have 19. Later on, there were most of the bracha of Alam Alshinim. But the Iker 18 brachas Keneged Me. Where does the number 18 come from? Amber Revilu Brei Derushul Ben Achmeini. Keneged Yud Ches Askarish Amr David Vahobol Hashem Bnei Eilim. David HaMelech. In the Mizmor L'David Hobol Hashem Bnei Eilim Hobol Hashem Kvayit Va'oiz. He mentions the name of Hashem 18 times. Keneged that there's 18 brachas. Yosef says it different. The seven brachas of Shabbos in the Shabbos Dikur Shemoneh Esrei is connected to Zion Koilas that David said Kol Hashem Alamayim, Kol Hashem Bahadur. It says it seven times, seven brachas. What about the nine brachas in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah? Where does that come from? Connected me, Omer of Yitzchok de Min Kartignin, connected Tes Askorish Omer Chana Bitfilasa. Kneged, the nine Shemus that Chana said in this tefillah over here, the Amar Mar, Berosh Hashanah Nifkida Sora Rachel the Chana. So we have to know, Svarim say that Chana wasn't stam someone that we learn halachas from. And Chana wasn't just a makam remez. She said nine Hashems, memelu we have nine brachas. The same way the Avos HaGdoshim were Peseach, Hashar, and Tevila. Avram Avinu was Mesachin Shachris. Yitzchok Avinu was Mesachin Mincha. And Yaakov Avinu was Mesachin Mayriv. Chana paved the way. She davened so hard on Rosh Hashanah that she paved the way that now Klal Yisrael for the rest of time has that shvil, has that road to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memele, when the Chachamim were Mesakim, the amount of brachas in the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, they were Mesakim the Keneged Chana because she paved the way for us. And she said, nine Ashkaris, Memele, that is the way the Shemoneh Esrei is. Now, even though the tefillah that she said over here was not on Rosh Hashanah, this tefillah that she says over here really came after she brought him up, you know, which was lav dafka Rosh Hashanah. But Ayos, the makar was from Rosh Hashanah because that's when she was nifkida, so the chachamim, you know, they were maskir after her. Now, the Malbim, what is this over here? Olat Slibi Bashem, Roma Karni Bashem, Rocha Pial Oivai Kisamachti Bishuasecha. So the Malbim says a gewaldige Sache, and that will really answer the question that we asked, like what she's thinking now about taking the kama against her enemy. One would think that she's so happy that she forgot about it. She forgot about her enemy. Then this is, there's a word that was said over you do it. There was a Ger Tzedek in Vilna, Potocki, you know, Avram ben Avram, that was killed. He was killed by the Lithuanians. He died al Kiddush Hashem. So once, while the guard was torturing him, so the guard Weistreich felt bit. He saw that there was a Kaddish in front of him. He begged him. He asked him, please have Rachmanos on me. I have a wife and children. I'm only doing this because they're telling me to do it. So he says, you remind me of something that happened while I was younger. When I was a young child, I used to play with some of the peasant children. And we used to play with soldiers made out of clay. And one time, one of the peasant kids, he stole a couple of my clay soldiers. I ran after him. I said, I'm going to get my father's armies after you. Don't, you know, his father was a Choshevet general in the army. Years later, there was a knock at his door. He must have been about 20 years old then. It's a knock at his door. One of the peasants came to him. He fell down. Mamish Kairim. He said, oh, you have Rachmanis on me. Don't get your father after me. Please, please, you know, I have Charata for taking those clay soldiers from you. He tells him, he says, you know, when I was a kid, all I had was my clay soldiers. So then I was upset with you. He says, now, Baruch Hashem, I realize I come from a noble family. I realize I have riches. The clay soldiers are not oil on my mind. You have nothing to worry about. So Avram ben Avram told this to the guard. He says, down here on this world, I have my clay goof. It's made out of Adam. So here it hurts me that you're torturing me. When I come up to Shemayim, there's going to be such gewaltige Sachen up there. You think I'm going to think about the torture of the clay goof? I'm going to forget about it. So they say over B'Shem, Avram ben Avram, a gewaltige Wort. Hallelujah, Hashem kol goyim, shabachuhu kol umim. Ki govar aleinu chazda. Why, the Gemara asks the question, why should the nations of the world praise Hashem? Because Hashem gave us a tremendous chesed. The Teretz is, l'fi the tzoris, that the goyim gave us down here. When we come up there, we should tiny against them, that they should get ancient, mamish, tremendous ancient. But because the chesed is so gewaldig up there, we forget about the tzoris, we forget about the tortures. So hallelujah, Hashem kol goyim shabachu kol umim, ki govar aleinu chazdai. And that up there, and that saves you from the tzoris. So the same thing over here. One would think that she was zaychet to such a Yeshua, especially if you the Medrash that says she was like over 100 years old when she had this baby. You would think that she would forget about the Tzara of Pnina. So let's take a look. Let's take a look. So the Malbim says, Olas Libi Bashem is going on. I was happy, I was exalted at the time that Eli promised me I'm going to have a child. Roma Kani Bashem, at the time that I conceived the child. Recha pi'aloivai, the Eis Haleda, at the time that I gave birth. But the Iker is, kisomachti bishua secha. The Ibur with the promise and the fact that I could open up my mouth against my enemies, that's not the Iker by me over here. The Iker is kisomachti bishua secha, I was zeichet to the gili hashchina upon me. It was painful. It was very painful to her that she had to suffer at the hands of Pnina. It was a very painful thing. But she's saying now, I thank you for the promise. I thank that there was a promise given to me. I thank Hashem for the Ibur. I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Leida. And that saved me from the tzar that I had. But by me, the Ikar now is Kisamachti Bishua Secha. I'm happy with your Yeshua. The fact that you will Megali yourself to me, and now I have a new Akoran HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a new relationship. That by me is the Ikar. You have a similar thing. It says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avram, Parshas Lech Lecha, and he told him he's going to have children, so it says, Vayivin Shem Mizbeach LaHashem Anirai Love. Zokhtar Rechaim HaKadosh, Avram Avinu was thrilled he was going to have a child. But why did he build him his Bayach? HaShem HaNirei Love, because now he had a new relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he built him his Bayach. Having children is a very important thing. But the Iker by him was HaShem HaNirei Love, that Hashem appeared to him. That's the same thing over here. Kisamachti Bishua Secha, I have a new relationship with you. And the middle, all the other things are toughled to this. Have a good day. Good to Bach, everybody. Good to Bach. Good to Bach. Good to Bach. Good to Bach. Good to Bach.